This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program. And as always, you're invited to join us here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And I was just recounting for you, Mark, since you're not here on Fridays, it's one of your days off. You didn't know about the story about Julian Assange and the apparent mistake that some federal prosecutor, some lazy bureaucrat who was, unless it was on purpose, in which case, well, then they would be, you know, essentially a leaker and should congratulate them. But we're going to presume it was bureaucratic incompetence because,
you know, sound.
Bureaucrats. So where they actually copied apparently some...
I'd like to point out mistakes happen everywhere.
Sure they do. Sure they do.
It's just that...
But bureaucrats have less of an incentive to be excellent.
Accountability is different inside the government sphere than it is in the marketplace.
Correct. Because the accountability when it comes to bureaucracy basically doesn't exist. I mean, there is a semblance of it. Like, oh, you can go and vote for some politicians every 4 years, or if you're lucky, every two, like here in New Hampshire. But every 4 years in most places, you can go and vote for some new politician. Well, that doesn't change the bureaucracy. Unless the politicians have whatever kind of, I don't know, spine it would take to go up against the essentially the unions. Because in order to do changes to the bureaucracy, you go up against the bureaucrats.
Right. I got no problem with unions, but public sector unions, on the other hand, is something that the average voter has no power over. I mean, they have a great deal of power in the marketplace, or the government apparatus, whereas the voter has none. And we're told in these documents that it's we the people that are the government, and it's really not so. It's public sector unions, politicians, bureaucrats, you know, all these people have the power, and we really don't have it at all. I would quibble with your take on this, though. I think that bureaucrats are held responsible to some extent for their mistakes. They're not held responsible for their performance. Whereas
almost never are they held responsible for anything.
Well, I
look, the cops can murder people, burn down houses, throw grenades in babies' cribs, and get away with it. If you think a bureaucrat's going to be held responsible for cutting and pasting something, and, you know, because that's what happened here. Apparently, there were some pages in a motion to suppress, not suppress, a motion to seal, I think it was, basically to make some court documents secret so you can't search for them. In this motion being filed in another criminal case that happened to still say the words Assange, as far as it looked like they'd copied something out of a motion for Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, and pasted it into some other criminal case filing without changing the name, basically. Like, oh, we already filed one of these earlier on this other case. Let's just copy the wording and, you know, boilerplate, paste it over here. Was basically what they did. It seems like what they did.
I think that what I'm trying to say is that government employees are held responsible for mistakes far more than they are for performance. Meaning that
far more? Okay. If they're going to be held responsible for something, yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, they're more interested in covering their butts than they are in performing well, because the standard keeps going as the performance keeps dropping among them.
But I mean,
it's
when you say held,
do nothing than it is to make a mistake in that sphere.
Well, when you say held responsible, that's what I'm criticizing here, is that whatever it is they're doing to hold them responsible isn't really going to be significant.
I understand.
It's not going to amount.
Certainly.
It's not going to amount to a firing. It's going to, if anything...
Is that the only way to hold an employee responsible?
If anything, it's going to amount to a tongue lashing.
Could be.
You know, that's about it.
Nagging, sure.
Yeah.
It's some level of responsibility, and if it goes on the permanent record, it may result in them not getting the promotion that they hoped for to their boss's position over the other bureaucrat who managed to cover their butt for the last 10 years.
Which ultimately, none of this really matters, because it's just one bureaucrat versus another bureaucrat. I mean, we're not talking about... the valedictorians here. We're not talking about performers. We're not talking
about
people.
Even if you are, talking about performers and valedictorians. You're talking about a system that takes those people and just sucks all the wind out of their sails.
Right.
It's designed to do that.
Well, right, because I think it was your wife who was a social worker at one point,
yep,
who did, like, way better and was a better performer than everybody else in the office, and so they got mad at her, essentially?
No, when she quit to come up here to live with me, mm-hmm, I had gone up a month or two early, and at that point she had finished her stuff for the year. I believe that was early October. She had finished her caseload for the year, and they took her cases. She had extra cases beyond her caseload, and they took those and handed them out to the other bureaucrats. There was complete cases in order to, pad their performance.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happened year after year, and these things did happen in her department, is that basically, well, you've performed above expectation, we're going to take your extra performance and give it to the other employees to make them, perform. Well, what's that going to do to performance? How's that going to incentivize employees to do better? It's really just going to incentivize her to not try as hard. Why would she want to pad the feather the nests of other employees?
Maybe I heard a different story somewhere else. I had heard a story somewhere of bureaucrats who are the rare kind of like doers getting pressured by their office coworkers into doing less.
I'm sure that's true too.
Hey, you're making us look bad here.
It's reality.
You're cranking out all this work over here. We're just twiddling our pencils. We'd like you to join the ranks of pencil twiddlers, and we're going to put some pressure on you because, again, you're making us look bad, is the idea. Anyway, if you want to weigh in here, maybe you've been a bureaucrat working for the government, and you can, relay what it's like. You know, we've certainly heard from ex-military guys, talking about how wasteful,
right,
and just ridiculous the military
story is.
Is
basically like Beetle Bailey running around and attempting to find places to nap.
Oh, and by the way, and this is another one you missed last night. It was a good one. The Pentagon was audited,
yes,
for the first time ever.
First time ever.
Yeah, and they failed miserably,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, right. Well, they don't even know where the money goes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they're still trying to figure it out. They have no idea.
That's the whole design of the department, is to funnel money into places that they don't know where it goes.
So coming up, these know-it-all politicians are actually threatening Facebook. Now, I'm no fan of Facebook, but I'm going to defend them in this particular case. The politicians, they are coming in hard against Facebook, and we'll tell you what that's about. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us on the radio, 855-450-3733. Joe's in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I heard you guys. I don't know if you covered this. I just turned the radio on a while ago, but Representative Swalwell, I believe is how you pronounce his name. He was kind of he's an anti-gun guy. He was kind of joking around about sending the police and the military to our houses to confiscate our guns if we were to give them up.
Is this a U.S. representative or a Michigan state representative?
I believe he's not in Michigan. He's a he's in the House, I believe.
U.S., okay.
Not Swalwell, I believe is how you pronounce his name. But it's all over. Some of the gun YouTube guys are already talking about it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he was joking around, it shows you the attitude.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't respect us. They don't respect
the
Didn't he
claim that he wanted to see
right?
them nuked? Yeah.
Yes, Mark?
Yeah, he says he was being sarcastic.
Well,
but,
yeah, dropping nuclear weapons on American cities seems
right. Nothing like calling up images of people having their homes decimated and scorched bodies in the streets to make a sarcastic reference.
Well, that's how the revolution started, man. The British went around trying to get everybody's guns. You know, I mean, it wasn't the main cause of it. Taxes and everything was the main, but I mean, it's
we get those.
We need to. It's important who you vote for, man. You can't just, gun community people, we're not really joiners. You know, we kind of get, it's easy to get complacent. You know, we're not the kind of people that want to be part of the movements or whatever, but, you know, you got to vote for pro-gun people and people that respect your constitutional rights.
Yeah, here's my problem, though. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong about, if you've got an issue that's important to you, unfortunately, and I think gun rights is an important issue, the right to defend yourself with whatever weapon you want, whether it be a blade or a gun or whatever, I support that. But at the same time, a lot of these gun rights people, they don't seem to support people's rights on other issues. So, for instance, you know, does the gun rights person support my right to smoke a marijuana cigarette?
Well, it passed here in Michigan. We're a big gun state, big hunting state.
That's a good sign. Joe, thanks for the call tonight. Yeah. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign a petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Whether it's gun rights or offensive, incompetent bureaucrats, whatever it is you want to talk about here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you to join us is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. 450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to hop into one of those, and you can get on the air with us. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. I got a piece of mail today, Mark. It was a bumper sticker request, although it actually wasn't for the Free Talk Live bumper sticker. You can get one of those by going to promote.freetalklive.com. We've got a mailing address there. You send a self-addressed stamped envelope to it, and we'll send you back a Free Talk Live bumper sticker, which will give you the a little taste of the quality of Liberty Stickers, which is one of our longtime sponsors here at Free Talk Live. But I actually got a request for a Shire Society sticker, which is also a thing that that I fulfill. I fulfill those requests as well.
Give them both.
Well, they didn't ask for it, so I didn't. I gave them two types of Shire Society stickers.
Oh,
one is
good.
The window cling that they make at Liberty Stickers. At least I presume they still do. And then, of course, the regular bumper sticker style. You can go and get your Liberty stickers. You don't have to get the customized stuff. They've got all kinds of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic pre-made, liberty-oriented messages available for you over at libertystickers.com. It's a great way to reach people with the ideas of freedom from the back of your car.
It is great.
And it's affordable, of course, libertystickers.com. But if you do need some custom sticker work, maybe you're running a campaign to get elected, or you know, you've got a business or an organization you want to make bumper stickers for, they can help you with that. libertystickers.com. So we continue here. We'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We just got off the phone with a gentleman who was concerned about some U.S. representative.
Swalwell.
Where is it? Say where? Does it happen to say what from what state he hails?
I didn't read the story in the break to be prepared for your answer.
No worries. So, it's just normally one
Democrat
of those.
California.
Right? Okay. It's not a surprise, right? So a Democratic U.S. rep from California has been talking about rounding up guns from people or dropping a nuclear weapon on gun owners, apparently.
I can't get that part really ironed out, but he's got people wound up, that's for sure.
Yeah. And like we're about to talk about with the Facebook story, the hubris of these people, they obviously do not care about your rights, and they do not respect you as an individual who has rights. They think that they own you. They think that, and by all the evidence, maybe they do.
I think that, that at 200 plus, 240 or so years into the Constitution, that the idea of what a right is has been so boiled down that, so pointless, so useless that, it's meaningless at this point. Rights must be attenuated in order to exist in a modern society.
Well, does the government have a compelling interest is also a question courts will ask.
Sure, and all of those questions are interesting questions. However, they do not address the definition of a right. A right is something that the government cannot take away, no matter what. And, people will come out with the right to freedom of speech and the right to yell fire in a crowded theater and all that stuff. And I find that to be a spurious example, because just because you have the right, if you have the right to move your arms about, but if you move your arms about and strike someone in the face, you are responsible for your actions. In the same way that you have the right to move your vocal cords, but if you say something that results in injury or harm to someone's business or something like that, you're responsible for that. And in the same way, you have the right to own a gun, but if you use that gun to commit a crime, you're responsible for the actions. So, rights are rights, and responsibility is responsibility, and that's all.
And I think that rights are definitely an important concept to talk about. And then the caller was talking about, well, we need to support candidates who support gun rights. And I don't disagree, but I also think that if you're going to support a candidate, that candidate should support rights across the board, should have the right to run whatever business you want to run. You should have the right to do it without having to ask government permission. So, what rights are the gun owners really protecting besides their right to own a gun? I don't think that you shouldn't be free to defend yourself. You should. If somebody attacks you or your family or a stranger in the streets or whatever, you should be free to come to that person's aid or come to your own family's aid with whatever weapon is necessary, even if you're a felon, by the way. I'd like to add that in there. I think that those people, again, rights cannot be attenuated. Just the fact that you've committed a so-called felony should not
take you. If they're safe enough to let out of prison.
Yeah.
they should be safe enough to have a gun. Now, I could see some kind of attenuation to that, that, you know, the, some kind of probationary period post-incarceration, say 5 years, where basically you just don't have the right to own a gun. And then if you...
Well, if they can take it away, then you don't have a right.
Well, do you have the right to have a gun in prison?
Well, obviously, as a prisoner, they own you completely.
The 13th Amendment is really clear that, yes, they have the right to take away. The government has claimed for itself the right to take away your rights if you're convicted of a crime.
Well, whenever there are men with guns around who are willing to use them, then you will only have whatever it is they allow.
That's true.
And
that's why we're just talking about attenuate. You know, we're talking about what that might look like after somebody's been in prison.
Right. So my point was, though, about these pro-gun people running for political office is they need to support rights across the board.
That would be nice.
Right to property, because a right to a gun is just a right to property, right? It's just a specific type of property. It's a type of property you can use to defend other property with, but ultimately it's just a piece of property. You should have the right to property, whether it be a gun or whether it be a field of marijuana plants. You should have a right to those things. If you have the property, you should be able to do what you want with it. You want to build a gun turret to defend it? Whatever, as long as you don't shoot innocent people with it. If you want to, you know, grow a bunch of marijuana plants and sell them to peaceful people, you should have a right to do that. If you want to open a pig farm, you should have a right to do that too. It's the right to property that should be upheld. And most of these government people who are running for political office don't respect your right to property. And if you need to prove that to yourself, well, then just go and try and do something with your property without asking for permission. And see how many of those people running for office think you should ask for permission.
Yeah, just about everything you want to do out there that, you know, goes beyond being an employee and, just about everything you want to do, you need some kind of permission from the government in order to do it.
Some places more than others.
And that just sort of, it's counter to the claim that this is the land of the free, right?
Certainly is.
And all of the evidence is that the United States has been slipping down the world's freedom charts in both social and economic freedom year after year.
And all of the good people who have guns haven't done a thing to stop that freedom from slipping away. Now, I'm not suggesting they should get violent. But what I am saying is being able to simply have guns has not stopped the government from becoming a tyranny. Okay, it may have stopped the government from becoming as overzealous as it could possibly be, because at some point bureaucrats are probably afraid of being shot by people with guns, so they can't push too far too fast. But over time, they sure have rolled out a lot of regulations that control your life in every which way possible, including gun regulations in many states where it's very, very difficult to legally own guns, very difficult to purchase.
The United States government restricted Iraqi people's right to free speech while the invasion was going on. Certain messaging was unallowed. They didn't take away their guns.
The toll free.
That just speaks to which right is more important.
The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News. President Donald Trump on Saturday was in Northern California to see firsthand the grief and devastation from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. Authorities confirmed at least 71 people are dead. Members of a migrant caravan are starting to meet some local resistance as they continue to arrive by the hundreds in the Mexican border town of Tijuana. A group of residents clashed with the migrants that were camped out near the U.S. border fence. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Director of Field Operations Pete Flores joins Fox News to make some sense of this.
The community in Mexico, is, in particular Tijuana, is worried about the actions being taken by the caravan members, and then what that action then translates to in regards to what we're prepared to do on our borders, in between the ports and at the ports, to ensure that the safety of our border and not be overrun by any masses coming at us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, my Saturday edition of the program. Open phones, as always. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We haven't even gotten into the news story here about the government's politicians in D.C. threatening Facebook, but we're still kind of on that general subject of these bureaucrats and politicians who really do... They think it's okay to just rule over people. It doesn't matter whether they are Republicans or Democrats. It doesn't matter whether they're pro-gun or anti-gun. You know, most of these people are sociopaths. They are nut jobs who...
I don't know if most of them are.
I bet you they are.
They've been raised in a system where... that's, you know, left over from 9,000 years of the state.
You pretty much have to be a sociopath to want to be a politician, though.
You said bureaucrats.
Right. Okay, true.
So, you know, low-level, mid-level bureaucrats, most of these people just want a job where they
can work 40 hours a week
and get
a
good benefits.
And get a sweet retirement package after 20 years.
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to.
So, again, weigh in if you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Tom Woods, a lot of libertarians got to know him during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom's a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom's been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which means he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. Guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Lots of great topics of interest as well. Federal Reserve, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. Find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. Here's a story from Bloomberg.com. Senators Chris Coons and Bob Corker warned Friday that Congress would impose new regulations to rein in Facebook unless the social media company addresses concerns about privacy and the spread of misinformation on its platform.
Yeah, I'm sure that Congress is terribly concerned about your privacy. I mean, this is the organization that funds the National Security
right.
Organization, who does its very best to compile all that information on everybody on the planet.
Yeah,
yeah, your privacy is their top concern.
Right, it's this total political
hogwash.
It's a total political football, political positioning here. They want you to think that they care about your privacy. When, like you're pointing out, on the other hand, they're violating it. And, of course, their excuse would be, well, it's okay when we do it.
Well,
we just don't want this
we're the
mega
good
corporation
guys.
To do it.
I mean, I'm not saying I consider Facebook to be the good guys by any stretch of the imagination. But I would say that, I mean,
Facebook doesn't
there's
have
really very little evidence that Congress is a bunch of good guys.
Yeah, no.
I would say that a corporation is probably more accountable because
you
to
can
its customers,
it.
And at the very least to its customers and its shareholders.
You can stop doing business with them.
Right. You can stop buying their product. You can sell their stock.
Yeah.
You know, you can do things that actually affect them. Whereas the government, you can't do anything to affect it. You can vote, but, I mean, that's
when
basically
that
statistically meaningless, especially.
Right.
On a national level. If you think you can do something about the government, try to get a speed limit changed in your town.
Seems simple.
Yeah, simple. One, there's got to be a speed limit somewhere in your town that is either too high or too low.
All you got to do is
I suspect
get a city
it's too low because I think that the governments intentionally make them too low so that they can get tickets out.
You just got to get a city councilor to put forth some sort of proposed change to their ordinances or wherever it is they write these things down.
I'd be curious as to somebody who's managed to pull this off in our listening area with hundreds of thousands of listeners that we have, especially on a Saturday night.
Nobody's going to do it. It takes too much time. It takes too much effort to what? Change the speed limit 5 miles, 10 miles an hour, something like that. I mean, you're likely not going to propose to abolish the speed limit.
My wife is driving to Florida right now. She passed through Waldo, Florida today.
The speed trap town.
The town that is infamous for having its police department disbanded by the state.
After many years of
fleecing Americans that wanted to go to better towns in Florida than Waldo by passing through Waldo. So, essentially,
where the AAA had bought billboards outside of town.
You're passing from I-95 to I-75, and basically you have to take 301, and 301 passes through Waldo. 301's a U.S. U.S. highway is what they call this. And it would pass through there, and they'd have these tricky speed limits where it'd go from 55 to 45 to 35 to 45 to 55 to 35 down to 25. Yeah, I mean, just
and didn't they like hide a speed limit sign behind a tree or something like that, like to be real tricky with it?
I wouldn't doubt it, but I don't have any information on that in particular.
I've never passed through there, so I don't know. I can't speak from...
All you want to do is pass through there.
Yeah.
It is an awful place.
Yeah.
Florida, I am a Florida native. I can say whatever I want. Full of awful places. And, I mean, you know, it's cheap to live there. By the way, rated the number one freest state in the union by the Cato's most recent poll, mostly because of sort of property rights issues and that kind of thing. And, you know, those are important.
With a negligible difference between New Hampshire's score, by the way.
It's a minor difference, but if you own property, it might be meaningful. I would love it if we had a homestead exemption here in New Hampshire where you get the first $25,000 of your home. You
write it up. Submit it to one of the Liberty reps.
Now, I'm sure that's going to happen.
Well, it's up to you.
It's not like none of the Liberty reps have ever heard of this. It's just not going to go through. Because
well, here's how it works. You in New Hampshire, where we actually have libertarians who are in office, they just ran as Republicans and Democrats. If you know, these are busy people. They get paid $100 a year to be a state representative. So they're still doing whatever it is they do. You know, unless they're retired, they're still running their business. They're still going to work. They're still taking care of their family. They're busy. So what you got to do if there's something you really care about, whether it be, you know, felons possessing weapons or whatever it is, you got to put the thing together. Do the research. Take the time to figure out what ordinance or statute needs to be changed. You write the thing up and you give it to somebody and you say, hey, can you put this in for me? And then most of them, I mean, should be willing to do it if they actually care about freedom. And then they'll put it in for you. and then it'll get a hearing. You can come to the hearing and testify on it. You can do these things in New Hampshire, unlike Florida, where you know got to drive forever to get to the state house, and they don't have hearings, I doubt, on every single piece of legislation in Florida. Florida may be the freest state. It's barely more free than New Hampshire by that study that you cited. And further, Florida does not have an influx of libertarians who are moving from all across the United States and around the world to come to New Hampshire, which is where that is happening. That's where the New Hampshire freedom migration is going on. But a group of libertarians helped a new guy move in today. I don't think he even knew about it.
No,
but
I've been ill today.
Yeah, but here in Keene was a pretty major move in, and it was a lot of fun. So we've actually got a real community here that comes out when new people move to New Hampshire. It's if you announce that you're coming, you let people know in advance of when and where you're going to be moving in. Don't be surprised if a dozen people show up who you've never met before in your life and then help you unload your travel trailer or whatever it is you brought with you, your full-on rider truck, 26-foot truck plus a trailer, or in this case, 8 pods. I mean, the amount of...
That's a lot of stuff.
It was the most... I've done dozens and dozens of these move-ins over the last 12 years, and it was the most I've ever seen.
I've done a few.
Yeah. So, anyway, we were talking about these bureaucrats and politicians, the hubris of these people who really, they believe they own you, and they believe they own Facebook. Speaking a joint interview on the sidelines of a development forum in Delaware, the two senators said that Facebook probably wouldn't like what Congress does, so it should come up with a solution first.
This happened with, the movie ratings,
the video game
ratings, the comic book code authority. A whole bunch of areas have, at some point in history, decided that they better rein themselves in or the government's going to do it. It seems like an anachronism these days, but back in the 50s, I believe it was, parents were all upset that comic books were twisting kids' minds.
Mm-hmm.
And the Comics Code Authority existed certainly through the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. And
did they finally get rid of it?
I believe it's been gone in the 90s, but I couldn't tell you for sure. But that's 3 decades
of
no vampires, no zombies, a few other sort of silly things. Couldn't do, that kind of thing. Marvel had an interesting workaround. They had this character called the Living Vampire, whatever the heck that is.
We got more coming up. If you want to weigh in here, plus more tough talk from the senators about Facebook, it is Free Talk Live.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide your recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Buy now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Doing the live Saturday edition of the program, meaning open phones as always. We're here 7 days a week on Free Talk Live. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time are our live hours. Of course, you can always listen later on over on our website anytime you want at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Speaking of the website, we've got the AMP program over there. Thanks to Ryan Lange, who is a silver amplifier. That means he gives $5 a month to the AMP program, AMP standing for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is, hey, we're on 194 great radio stations across the country. We could be on more, but it takes some money, it takes some effort, it takes some time to appropriately market the show to those radio stations, and so the AMP program helps us doing that. There's some examples of some of the ways we spend the money on the AMP site. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up with major credit cards, with PayPal, or with Bitcoin BTC. And you'll get some cool perquisites, like access to the special supporters area of our Discord server, the AMP-only Facebook group, there's an AMP-only podcast, and more. Get all the details and get signed up, and we sure do appreciate it. So again, thanks to Ryan Lang over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. More about the tough talk from the senators saying they're going to regulate Facebook unless Facebook does whatever they tell them to, basically. We'll get into that. But Richard's on the line. He's in Aberdeen, Washington, listening to KBKW. Hello, Richard. Hello? Richard?
I hear noises.
I hear somebody. Maybe they got his name wrong.
Hello.
Hello?
Hey. Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
I have one for a lot of these politicians, all of them. Once they retire or get out, you're done. We never write you a check.
Yes.
Another check.
I support this.
If you can imagine how much money we would save from all these dingleberries that end up taking a lot more money. One more thing. We have an ex-governor, Christine Gregoire, here. $160,000 for being... It's like, what the...
It's frustrating. There's a lot of money that is being funneled into these people's pockets. And then the after, you know, pensions that these politicians and bureaucrats. Can we take it away from the bureaucrats while we're at it? Because the claim is the public relations
the rest
of government
us work for 401ks.
Okay. But the public relations of government is these people are serving you. They're servants. They're here providing a public service. Well, if you're a servant, then stop acting like you own people, number one. Yes, but secondly,
exactly.
You know, if you're in there to provide a service, like volunteering is service, right? When you're serving
exactly.
A local homeless shelter by going down and serving food, or you're taking care of, you know, collecting, you know, like I said, we got a private homeless shelter here in town. You're collecting coats to distribute to the homeless.
Or shoes.
You don't walk out of a job like that, that's a service job, and think, you know what, now that homeless shelter owes me $20,000 a year because I was here serving. That's not the attitude that flies there.
No, I hear you right there, right?
It would seem like
these guys, both parties to me, and it's just I'm sick of them. They're a bunch of opportunists.
They can
deal in the stock market and not get. Yeah, well,
it's frustrating, Richard. I share your concerns. Thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Insider trading legal for themselves. It's a strange group that gets to vote on their own pay.
Yeah.
It's really odd. And they do. And I would say that, you know, the American public keeps, a better eye on Congress's pay than they keep on a lot of things that Congress does. However, you know, if Congress votes themselves a pay raise in the beginning of the two-year term, by the way, it's 10 years for a pension in Congress. So,
and that's it.
Yeah, for a senator, that means two elections.
Mm-hmm.
Just two, and then you've got a pension for life. So
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. I think that...
Don't forget all the speaking fees they can then collect after they...
If the American people were to vote on any issue, and we can't, basically the federal government is all representatives.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was any issue that we should be able to vote on, it should be the pay of Congress and the president and the people who are in these higher positions.
And I wonder what the American people's opinions would be about that. I don't know if a poll's ever been done. I'd be curious to know if anybody's ever asked the American people, like, what do you think Congress should get paid?
If Congress doesn't get paid well, mm-hmm. they're going to just dip in further. But then again, they're probably only dipping as far as they've dipped in at this point, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to help themselves to some kind of money in some way or another.
Of course.
I don't know what...
Campaign contributions. Under the table donations from
there's
corporations.
There's all kinds of things they do. Insider trading. They know where the highway's going to go before the highway goes there so they can buy the land or whatever. There's all kinds of stories
they
of
have
politicians.
Their ways.
As soon as you figure out every way that they've done it in the past, they'll figure out a new way in the future to use their power to enrich themselves. That's basically what people in power do.
And what we are sharing with you tonight is a Bloomberg story here about Facebook being threatened by a couple of senators who are basically shaking the sword saying, well, if you don't do what we say, we're going to regulate you. Quote, this is from a guy named Chris Coons. He's a senator out of Delaware, a Democrat. Member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he said, quote, if they continue to act as if we couldn't possibly deign to regulate them, they'll get regulated, and they'll be unpleasantly surprised with how swiftly it may happen. I think they've got a lot of explaining to do.
He might as well talk tough on the big corporations because, it misdirects all the malfeasance that goes on in the Senate. I mean, didn't they recently have to... The United States Senate, didn't they recently have to put, like, I don't know, millions of dollars to deal with sex scandals inside the Senate?
A little while back, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, you better rattle the
short
cord
against
Facebook.
Didn't they settle
Zuckerberg's
them?
Never been accused of touching the interns.
If he has, we certainly haven't heard about it. You're saying that was when they settled, right? The whole Congress voted for a settlement package for sexual accusations.
Yes.
Against their buddies. They're all, you know, they act like they're not buddies, but ultimately they're all there doing the
same
thing.
This is one den of thieves shaking their fist at what might be a disreputable merchant.
Revelations about Facebook's response to manipulation of their social network before and after the 2016 election and shifting accounts about breaches of users' privacy have battered the company's reputation and fueled frustration on Capitol Hill. Coons said the company's leaders should come back and testify before Congress. Wasn't he just there? I mean, a few months ago, wasn't Zuckerberg, weren't there headlines about him going and testifying? Now they want him back?
Well, yeah, I mean, the more they, Zuckerberg makes headlines.
Mm-hmm.
It puts the Senate on people's top of mind. This is an important organization. We have Mark Zuckerberg here, and we're pillorying him. I'll bet you there's more Americans with a Facebook page than there are Americans as a percentage that voted for senators.
I bet you're right. The latest controversy.
Facebook is bigger than the Senate.
And it makes him jealous.
I think that's what you're dealing with.
Well, ultimately, and this is, I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to point out how essentially Facebook's become a victim of its own success here, and the fact that government bureaucrats, politicians will target the successful.
Sure.
They want to go after something from which they can extract something significant. You know, are they going to go after Facebook, or are they going to go after some mom-and-pop business in Waldo, Florida? They're more concerned with Facebook, not because, you know, Facebook's bad. I mean, they don't do good things in a lot of ways, but they're just a company. As you pointed out earlier, Mark, you could stop using their service. I did earlier this year. Others have done that as well. So you have control over whether or not you're interfacing with Facebook and to what extent. Whereas with the Congress, they will force themselves upon you and they will force themselves upon Facebook in order to try to make themselves look like they're doing something and look like they're, you know, useful, and they're not. The latest controversy erupted after a report in the New York Times Thursday suggested that Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook and the chief operating officer there, Sheryl Sandberg, weren't as involved with the serious issues facing the company as they should have been.
And as though Mark Zuckerberg and, is it Wahlberg?
Sandberg,
are able to watch everything that's going on.
In the Facebook company, it's right, going to be humongous.
I don't know how many thousands of employees Facebook has, but there's no way for them to do this.
No, of course not.
I mean, in the same way as if there's a traffic cop doing malfeasance in, you know, Biloxi, Mississippi, we should hold the governor responsible. I mean, you just can't do that.
Zuckerberg had testified at a Senate hearing, apparently it was back in April, and then Sandberg was there in September. This, according to the other guy, so Chris Coons was a Democrat from Delaware. This guy is...
Yes, the Republicans and Democrats can agree on one thing. It's stop paying attention to what we do wrong right here in the Senate.
This guy is a Republican, so the two senators. This one, Corker, a Tennessee Republican who's retiring in a few weeks, said, quote, they and others need to come together quickly and figure out how they're going to deal with this issue, or Congress will, and likely the outcome is not going to be particularly good.
That's probably true, too.
Well, what issue is it that they want them to deal with exactly? What is all this tough talk about?
Be better and stuff.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.